Maryland's Morning News on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Shutting down the government is bad policy. It undermines the confidence of our people, our national security, our economy, and the creation of jobs.
That is Maryland Democrat.
Shutting down government.
Sorry about that. Steny Hoyer talking about the government shutdown. How long will it last? That's anyone's guess, but we are 7 hours, 21 minutes, and 23 seconds into it at this point. The House wants a delay for 1 year in the Affordable Care Act. They also want to end the exemption that Congress has for itself when it comes to law. Senate Democrats, like Steny Hoyer, say, just give us a clean CR, which is just another way of saying just fund the government with no strings attached. Joining me now is Harford County Executive and Maryland Republican candidate for governor, David Craig. County Executive, good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Good to be here.
All right. So if you were in Congress right now, well, which way would you be going as a Republican? Would you be with Speaker Boehner and parts of the Tea Party that say, hey, we got to tie the Affordable Care Act to this? Or would you be with some more of the others who say, you know what, this is not the time to fight the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I call it the Unaffordable Care Act because it is unaffordable. And the problem I have, I'm a county executive. I have to balance the budget all the time. Actually, yesterday was my budget kickoff. So I think we need a constitutional amendment that says they have to have a balanced budget, period, every year, because we continue to have this continuing problem with our budgets. And it's important to force the issue, because otherwise we'll be another $1 trillion in debt.
So you agree with this tactic then to go after?
I have to live through tactics that are used for us. So we learn, the president has to learn to work together with them and say, you know, this is not the most important thing, the budget. The budget's the most important thing, period, because that's your, if you have a vision for what you want to do in government, now you're going to proceed, it's your budget. And you just can't let it continue to be the mess that it's been for the last 7 years.
So if the budget is the most important thing, then why even, you know, go after the Affordable Care Act, which, by the way, is part of mandatory spending?
Well, and that is it's a large part of what's happened with spending at the federal level, and some of that's getting pushed down to state governments. So it is a key issue. It is part of the budget. That's why it's acceptable that it can be part of the fight that's going on when you're a legislator and you're looking at the budget. It's every part of the budget that's causing money to be spent. And yeah, I think many people, there were certain issues that the president was willing to say, let's wait on this, on the Affordable Care Act. So they should just be working on the balancing budget. What's more important, our security, our, you know, safety right now? I have Aberdeen Proving Ground in Harford County. We don't want that shut down. Now, obviously, they've only talked about shutting down things like national parks and issues like that. So why has the Senate been saying we're going to shut government down if really they're not even talking about that?
So the impact on Harford County could be serious. Do you have a sense of how serious it could be if this government shutdown lasts for several days, perhaps even weeks?
Well, we're pretty sure that they're not going to shut down military installations and things like that, but there are certain aspects of what might. Now, the way it affects Maryland with a large number of federal employees, the way it affects Harford County is, it won't hurt us for a while until income tax, people have to pay income tax. So if you don't get paid, obviously you're not paying income tax. So it would affect our revenue. But here's the thing with dealing with the federal government, I would still balance the budget. If my revenue goes down, we still balance the budget. Unfortunately, they don't seem to know how to do that.
All right. Maryland Republican candidate for governor David Craig and Harford County executive as well, joining us here on Maryland's Morning News. We appreciate your time.